Refugee camps in post-conflict areas are generally not pleasant places. Families often live in tents or worse and have few worldly possessions. Food and medical care are usually in short supply. These are not locations you'd expect to find a New York theater group performing. But the Bond Street Theater is not a typical ensemble of actors and performers. Common Ground's Cliff Brockman profiles this unique company and the woman who is its driving force.
It's as though the circus has come to town. Joanna Sherman and her dance partner perform a routine on stilts. To add to the fun, the two are dressed as clowns and blow on kazoos. Joanna Sherman is the founder of the Bond Street Theater, which visited Kosovo refugee camps in 1999.
We really just wanted to bring joy and happiness and anything that was uplifting that could make people laugh and really give them a break, because the refugee camp situation is so sad, and that was a particularly very sad situation. Because this all happened so quickly, the people had to really run for their lives and bundle their kids up and just head for the hills and watch their villages being burned behind them, and watch maybe they saw their whole family slaughtered or their neighbors or whatever. I mean, it was so horrendous. The amount of trauma was so profound, and the amount of children that were traumatized, that we were really given the task to just make them happy, just give them some joy, and just bring them out of their shell and make them laugh.
Laughter is a universal language, and Sherman says kids love to laugh at the same things, no matter what language they speak.
We drew on our skills that would be uplifting and funny and our comic skills, and we did acrobatic things and, you know, things that I know that work with kids around the world to make them laugh. You know, silly bits that, you know, when you trip and fall, or you're pulling a chair out from under us, or squirting water out of your mouth, or any of the slapstick stuff that we all know and love from our own childhood, this works with kids around the world.
Entertaining kids is only part of what the Bond Street Theater does. They also bring a special brand of culture to adults in war-torn areas. Sounds from a performance of Romeo and Juliet. But it's unlike other performances of the classic Shakespearean play. Sherman says both actors and puppets are in the play, and none of them speak a word.
We selected that play specifically because we looked for a piece that would address issues of conflict, but at the same time not have good guys and bad guys. Romeo and Juliet is rather perfect in a way, in that both sides are right, both sides are wrong. All of the unnecessary deaths in Romeo and Juliet very much had a deep and emotional impact on the audiences that saw this production. The fact that it was nonverbal actually managed to really touch a chord that might have been missing if it had been verbal, because they could add so much of their own story really directly to this play that was more abstracted. We changed the ending to a certain degree, and the kind of puppet spirits rise up out of their bodies and make a beautiful kind of black light puppet dance, and then they disappear in a kind of magical way. And it's a very beautiful ending, very beautiful. And I think that made a very deep impression as well, because it just had that little message of hope that things don't have to be this way, that we do have our choices, but we do make a choice to fight or not to fight.
Sherman says she formed Bond Street Theater 25 years ago to reach a broad range of people. She says she wants the theater to bring work that's socially relevant to diverse areas around the world. All the actors are American. Sherman says they're drawn to work with the Bond Street Theater because it gives them a chance to, as she puts it, bring joy to places in the world where people don't normally see theater.
I think everyone that's joined Bond Street is not only interested in especially very meaningful theater, but they also are drawn to the idea of traveling to places they may not ordinarily go. And going to these places where they're especially needed. Everyone likes to feel needed. And the more we go to these places, we see it's so rewarding to do this kind of work. I mean, it is so rewarding. It's addictive. I mean, you just want to go back and feel that love. I mean, you're giving so much love to the audience, and you get that much love back. I mean, who could ask for more? And all of the actors that have experienced this, they get so drawn into it, and they just want to go back for more. Theater is very useful to a certain degree, and I think we forget that element about theater, that besides being something that's entertaining or something that's attractive and something that's profound and meaningful here, when you bring it into other environments, it has a completely different message, and you can really work with that message so that you're making a, maybe a really profound difference in different communities.
Joanna Sherman and the Bond Street Theater are currently touring schools in Afghanistan. This fall, Bond Street is joining with the Bulgarian Theater Company to perform Romeo and Juliet for schools and civic groups in the United States. For Common Ground, I'm Cliff Brockman.